Greetings, I'm Fred Zaspel. Welcome to another author interview here at Books at a Glance. We're talking again to Dr. Steve Wellum, and we are continuing the section in part two of his book, Systematic Theology, dealing with God's revelation. We have dealt with his God's general or natural revelation. We've dealt with special revelation in broad terms, why we call Scripture God's word, and now particularly we're dealing with in chapter 9 the doctrine of inspiration. We began that last time, let's continue that again now. Steve, welcome back. Great to have you with us.
Thanks for having me again, Fred.
Okay, we've talked about 2 Peter 1 verses 20 and 21, 2 Timothy 3:16. These are classic summary passages that summarize for us or crystallize the doctrine of inspiration for us. And so they're enormously important for us for those reasons. You've mentioned this early on in the last interview, but I want to bring it up again because I think it's very important that although these two passages, in a rather unique way, summarize for us the doctrine of inspiration, if we did not have these two passages of Scripture, we would be left with the same doctrine because it is taught so pervasively throughout the Scriptures in so many ways. You mentioned last time talking about the tradition to say what Scripture says, God says. That actually is something we find in the text of Scripture itself. When the New Testament writers cite the Old Testament, they will say, God says, where in the Old Testament it's Scripture says. Oh, if Moses says it, God says it. If David says it, God says it. We find those kinds of equations. We find other expressions, the word of the Lord came to me, thus says the Lord. The apostle speaking with the authority of Christ or speaking by the Spirit. We have so much of this and the implications of it is written. Have you not read? It just goes on and on. The evidence that we have, the preponderance of it, that is just summarized in these passages. And I think it's important to point that out, that these are just that, as you said, just summary, classic summary passages. They don't really give us a lot that's new.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, the doctrine of inspiration is given from the entire canon. And what's important about these texts is that they really, I think, helpfully and nicely pinpoint the sort of two aspects of inspiration that we find elsewhere in Scripture, right? So when, Moses, Jesus says regarding Moses, shall not eat by bread alone, but every word that proceeds from the mouth of God, and he's quoting Moses, right? So he's equating Moses's words with God's word. We have to say, well, there's an equation there. The Bible is, or the written text of Moses is the word of God. Yet how do we make sense of that? Well, 2 Peter and 2 Timothy, go further. Well, it's the text which actually is breathed out. And it was Moses who God acted in and through and carried him along so that when he wrote the Pentateuch, it is now the breathed out word of God, right? So they explain, they're helpful in explaining the very phenomena that we see all the way through. Thus says the Lord. Well, what does it mean for thus says the Lord? Was the prophet, when he said that, dictated to? Did he just receive some kind of, here's a text, go read it type of thing and speak it? Or where it seems that, sometimes you have dictation in the Bible, right? God gave us the Ten Commandments and so on, written by his own finger in some sense, written down on stone. Mm-hmm. So you have dictation there. But for the most part, as we look at revelation coming to us, it comes through the thought processes of the authors. It comes through the sovereign work of the Spirit in and through those authors so that then not only do they speak the word of God, they write the word of God. And that's why 2 Peter and 2 Timothy together helpfully explain what we see throughout the entire canon of Scripture in terms of Moses, the prophets, the New Testament authors, Jesus himself, they're referring to the Old Testament and so on.